This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when, of course, everything touches the ongoing presidential campaign. One of the candidates for president on the Republican side, somebody who's been a guest on this show, somebody who I admire greatly, has dropped out as a candidate for president, and he has endorsed one of his former rivals, the rival that Will Hurd, former congressman from Texas, one of the black Republican members of Congress, and a brilliant and conscientious public servant. He dropped out of the race because he wasn't getting the traction that he could, and he feels it's important that people who offer an alternative to Donald Trump should pool their resources and concentrate on a candidate who can actually win. He recognized that he couldn't. His candidate that he favors is Nikki Haley, who did well in both of the two debates and seems to be drawing on new momentum and new support. Part of it's because she speaks so clearly about the issues, and that includes the issue of the day, which is the proper response to make sure that there is no repetition of the unspeakable cruelty and sheer evil of the Hamas terror attack that shocked the world last Saturday, beginning last Saturday and continuing. And now they threaten to do live broadcasts of the execution of some of the more than 100 hostages they hold. There are some estimates there are as many as 150 hostages, not just 100 of them. But here was Nikki Haley on Fox television with a message to Prime Minister Netanyahu and to the American people, frankly. This is Nikki Haley.
But let's step back because I want the American people to kind of take this in for a second. Just imagine that here the Israelis woke up and communities were bombarded. Families were murdered. Women and children were taken hostage, dragged through the streets. The elderly were taken. All of this has happened in front of everyone, on top of thousands of rockets that hit Israel. This should be personal for every woman and man in America. Why? Because when they did this, when they did this surprise attack, when they took these hostages, when they murdered these families, they were celebrating. And what were they celebrating? They were saying, death to Israel, death to America. This is not just an attack on Israel. This is an attack on America. Because they hate us just as much. And what we have to understand is this is the reason that we have to unite around making sure our enemies do not hurt our friends. America can never be so arrogant to think we don't need friends, just like we needed them on 9/11. That's why Ukraine needs us when Russia's doing this. That's why Israel needs us when Hamas and Iran are doing this. And I'll say this to Prime Minister Netanyahu, finish them. Finish them. Hamas did this. You know Iran's behind it. Finish them. They should have hell to pay for what they've just done.
Clear enough. This is why she was very effective at the United Nations. The United Nations, of course, has never been particularly receptive or supportive to Israel. Apparently, it's different at this moment, given the fact that there really is more unity than you would expect from the UN because of the nature of this terror attack. And yes, there was a profoundly important speech by President Zelensky of Ukraine, where the headline reports that Zelensky compares Hamas assault to Moscow's invasion. And President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned Hamas for its surprise assault on Israel and likened the attack to Russia's invasion of his own country. He spoke to NATO, which is a concentration of all the forces of goodness and decency in the world. Really, it is. I know, because it's the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, it doesn't include some of our very important allies in Japan and in South Korea and in the Philippines, for that matter, and elsewhere in Asia. But and last night, I mentioned before that I was actually moved to tears at some of the details of the rally in behalf of Israel that I participated in. And I participated in, there's no speeches. It was a lot of people waving flags, holding signs, cars going by at the corner of Bellevue Way and 4th Street in Bellevue, right near Bellevue Downtown Park. And there was two of the biggest flags. There was one gentleman who I'm almost sure was an immigrant or a visiting student or somehow was Indian, was from India, and a giant flag of Israel, and on the other arm a giant flag of India, which is the world's most populous democracy right now. And this is a different reaction. Where the people who were gathered there of every kind, of every background, speaking about the defense of humanity and decency, there's also that kind of defense contributed by Barry Weiss, who has become one of our indispensable commentators. And she had a message for those people who may, in the streets of London or Sydney, Australia, be cheering the murderers at Hamas. This is the message from Barry Weiss, delivered just hours ago on the Morning Joe show on MSNBC. Listen.
This is not a situation with two sides, with militants versus an army. This, the two sides in what just happened over the past 72 hours is the side of rapist, barbaric people who we are now learning beheaded babies. Beheaded babies versus innocent people. That is what is going on here. And anyone who is found cheering, celebrating in the streets of London or Paris or Berlin or New York, or Sydney, where they are screaming, gas the Jews. They are not cheering for the liberation of the Palestinian people in Gaza who languish under the jackboot of Hamas. They are cheering for barbarism and bloodshed. And we should be absolutely clear about what is going on here.
And that is absolute clarity. She then finished, second bite on Morning Joe.
This is the biggest massacre of the Jewish people since the Holocaust. But unlike the Holocaust, in which the Germans tried to hide their war crimes, it took the Allies, remember, years to uncover all that the Nazis did. Here we have people streaming it on real time, on TikTok, on live stream, and on Instagram. A message just went out to parents all over the state of Israel, begging them to delete the apps from their children's phones because Hamas has warned that it is going to live stream the execution of hostages and they don't want their children seeing it.
And we don't want the world seeing it, which is precisely why there are 300,000 young and middle-aged and some old men who have been called up for military duty in Israel. Of course, if you're in Israel, you're a reservist until your 50s. We will be right back with more from the President of the United States on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Join your champions for free market reform in Washington State, Washington Policy Center, at their annual dinner event October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
Don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah!
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
These protests here in America, these pro-Hamas, pro-terror demonstrations, these are like pro-Nazi things in this country in the 30s, and they will not be remembered well when history looks back, because they are complicit, these accomplices. They are guilty for excusing and for rationalizing the absolutely barbaric irrationality of terror.
That was Jonathan Greenblatt, who is the national chief of the Anti-Defamation League, talking about some of the extreme left-wing support for, and support for Hamas, and support for murder, and for what President Biden, I think, accurately described as pure evil. This goes beyond left and right. This is basically comparable, and I think Jonathan Greenblatt is exactly right. There were groups in the United States in the 1930s, at the time when Hitler was passing the Nuremberg Laws and he was getting ready for World War, and the Germans did Kristallnacht in 1938, which was an assault on 1,000, literally, different Jewish institutions in Germany. And with all of this going on, there were American groups like the German-American Bund, like the so-called Silver Shirts, who were promoting the Nazis and basically saying, well, they had to do this because they were forced into it because of all the terrible things that the Jews were guilty of in Germany, which, by the way, was nothing. And, yes, there were evil people here in the United States, and but none of them, as Jonathan Greenblatt pointed out, have been remembered with any even tinge of respect. It's a disgrace. And this is a disgrace. The idea that there would be people in the streets or people on the internet who would justify the beheading of babies, because that's what it's come to. And by the way, I know there are people out there, I can already read the texts in my mind and make them up. I know what people would say. They'd say, well, they've now found out that some of the horror stories of cruelty by the German army in World War I during the invasion of Belgium, that was made up by British propaganda or exaggerated. And it was exaggerated. But that's different because we're not now talking about an army. We're talking about going to door to people's homes and what people themselves saw. And we're talking about people who are very proud of what they are doing. There was a Stanford University. They have a picture that just came up on my screen that shows a Palestinian flag and a triumphant banner written on a white bedsheet or something. It says, "The illusion of Israel is burning." Anyone who's been to Israel, it's not an illusion. It's a remarkable and very real country where, as my brother pointed out yesterday, of the people whose death has been reported, it's now about 1,000. It may be a little bit less, thank God, but it's at least 800 Israelis have been killed in this attack, and at least 40 of those Israelis who were murdered were Israeli Arabs, were citizens of Israel who happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And, of course, Hamas doesn't care. It doesn't matter. And there is fury as Old Glory, our flag, is burned alongside the Israeli flag in Pakistan. In Yemen and Iraq, after Hamas terrorists, dramatic images of the U.S. and Israeli flags engulfed in flames has started to emerge across the world after Hamas launched a brutal attack on Israel. Does that mean that Americans should not be associated with the defense of decency and civilization that is involved with the Israeli state and represented by the Israeli flag? Well, if somebody believes that the United States should not be associated with defending Israel's existence in safety and, God willing, in prosperity and decency, if you don't want America associated, somebody neglected to tell President Biden. He was as clear as I've ever heard him in his speech this morning. And President Biden talked about the Americans. It's now 14 that we have found out about the Americans who died in the terror attack. This is President Biden this morning.
We now know that American citizens are among those being held by Hamas. I've directed my team to share intelligence and deploy additional experts from across the United States government to consult with and advise Israeli counterparts on hostage recovery efforts. Because as president, I have no higher priority than the safety of Americans being held hostage around the world. The United States has also enhanced our military force posture in the region to strengthen our deterrence. The Department of Defense has moved the USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group to the Eastern Mediterranean and bolstered our fighter aircraft presence. And we stand ready to move in additional assets as needed.
And it, in terms of those who side with Hamas, the president had a few brief but important words.
Let me say again to any country, any organization, anyone thinking of taking advantage of the situation, I have one word. Don't. Don't.
And why not? Because it's time for the United States to unite behind the principles involved. Listen.
This is a moment for the United States to come together, to grieve with those who are mourning. Let's be real clear. There is no place for hate in America. Not against Jews, not against Muslims, not against anybody. What we reject is terrorism. We condemn the indiscriminate evil, just as we've always done. That's what America stands for.
And the president went on. There actually was a speech made by Mike Pence where he was surprisingly and outspokenly critical for the first time of some of his presidential rivals, including Donald Trump. What did he say? We'll get to it on the Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. President Biden, speaking at the White House, is condemning the attack on Israel as an act of pure evil.
More than 1,000 civilians slaughtered, not just killed, slaughtered in Israel. Among them, at least 14 American citizens killed.
The president affirmed that the U.S. supports Israel's right to self-defense. The New York civil fraud trial of former President Trump has entered its sixth day. Alan Weisselberg, former CFO of the Trump Organization, testified in court about inflated property valuations on Trump's financial statements. In honor of the Pumpkin Spice Latte's 20th anniversary, Starbucks is introducing special commemorative merchandise. Teaming up with Kid Super, a Brooklyn-based design collective, the chain has released a limited edition varsity jacket featuring the Starbucks logo, along with PSL initials and autumn-themed leaves. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, the hotline has a fairly hot story about Mike Pence on the campaign trail in Iowa, which is absolutely crucial to the hopes that Mike Pence will be a viable candidate for president. And there is a, let me put it this way. From people that I know who are involved with the Pence campaign, they expect to do well in Iowa. And Iowa being a state where there are a great many evangelical Christians, and Mike Pence, as is well known, is a devout, very serious, very well-schooled evangelical Christian. In any event, while defending Israel during a campaign stop in Iowa, they are reporting on Hotline, former Vice President Pence slammed three of his presidential rivals, Trump, DeSantis, and Vivek Ramaswamy. Why did he slam them? Quote, for adopting a more isolationist approach to foreign policy. Pence said, quote, voices of appeasement like Donald Trump, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Ron DeSantis, I believe, have run contrary to the tradition in our party that America is the leader of the free world. And New Jersey Governor Chris Christie also slammed House Republicans who voted to oust Representative Kevin McCarthy for paralyzing Congress and thereby preventing the United States from swiftly sending more aid to Israel. And what they're talking about here is not basic aid, like simply ammunition. which we are providing for Ukraine. But what we're talking about is basically helping with some of the used up resources of Iron Dome. Iron Dome was developed jointly by the United States and Israel, and it's always been an Israeli project. The former Vice President Dan Quayle, way back in the first Bush administration, was somebody who played a very real and significant and positive role in developing Iron Dome. The problem with Iron Dome, and I've read a great deal about this, during the rocket attack of 5,000 rockets that were sent from Gaza, was they simply overwhelmed the Iron Dome resources. Many of those rockets were shot down and landed without impact. However, there were so many of them and released so quickly, one after the other, that it was simply impossible to get them all. And there were enough that fell to do damage. But most of the actual casualties, most of them, were perpetrated not by rockets, but by human rockets. And actually, rockets don't have any moral compass. They can't do evil. They just do what they're sent out to do by either decent or evil human beings. And the killing that was described in southern Israel is quite different, because it was personal, it was direct. And again, the shorthand of beheading babies, which is a reality, is part of what the Hamas supporters are so proud of. This is a Mike Pence, the excerpt that I just mentioned about him basically saying the most focused words against his former boss, Donald Trump, that he said so far. And he groups Trump together with Vivek Ramaswamy, who is one of my personal least favorite candidates for president, and Ron DeSantis. Here is Mike Pence on CNN.
But I also believe this is what happens when we have leading voices like Donald Trump, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Ron DeSantis signaling retreat from America's role as leader of the free world. What happened in Ukraine was an unprovoked invasion by Russia. What happened this weekend was an unprovoked invasion by Hamas into Israel. And I really believe now more than ever, both the debate within the Republican Party and the debate within America, is whether or not we're going to once again stand without apology as the leader of the free world, as the arsenal of democracy. The heartbreaking images coming out of both of these theaters of operations remind us that America is the indispensable leader of the free world. And if I'm president of the United States, we'll lead from American strength.
That's Mike Pence, and the idea of leading from American strength is an idea, it seems to me, worth defending. What else is worth defending is the American connection with the State of Israel. That has existed since the first hour, literally, of Israel's existence. It was 12 minutes after Israel had declared its independence that it was recognized formally by President Truman. And that was in May of 1948. Here is President Biden getting extremely emotional at the conclusion of his speech this morning, talking about the joint history of U.S. and Israel. Listen.
For 75 years, Israel has stood as the only guarantor of the security of Jewish people around the world, so that the atrocities of the past could never happen again. And let there be no doubt, the United States has Israel's back. We will make sure the Jewish and democratic state of Israel can defend itself today, tomorrow, as we always have. It's as simple as that. These atrocities have been sickening. We're with Israel. Let's make no mistake. Thank you.
Mr. President, what was your reaction?
And that's the end of his speech. We're with Israel. Thank you. And on the other side, Ron DeSantis is showing more clarity on the issue of Israel than he does on the issue of Ukraine, where our role is also essential. This is Ron DeSantis, clip 17.
Americans need to stand firm. There is no moral equivalence between Israel defending itself and Hamas terrorists committing atrocities against civilians. And you can count on us here in Florida to be very clear about right and about wrong. This was, over the weekend, the largest number of Jewish civilians killed in a single day since the Holocaust. My wife and I are praying for the families of those killed and missing, particularly the at least 11 American citizens that have already been reported to be killed, and we fear it could be many more, and we do fear that there are Americans that could potentially be being held hostage right now.
And yes, there are Americans among the hostages. Coming up, there is much more going on. How do you defend decency and rectitude in the face of other voices that defend and excuse terrorism and brutality? We will get to that issue with some of the unbelievable voices that have been raised within the free world about defense of Hamas. What is the defense of Hamas, and what are the facts that you need to know to answer such voices? We will get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
You're a nice guy, Michael, but you're wrong, wrong, wrong.
The Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Join your free market champions, Washington Policy Center, for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Michael Medved show, we will be getting to some of the political news. Some of it is fairly big political news. There are two celebrities, and they're celebrities outside of politics who are now trying to win public office for the first time, both today announcing their candidacy for U.S. Senate seats. And both of them potential winners. Both of them, by the way, also conservative Republicans. So we will get to that on the Michael Medved show. There is a question with some of the extreme voices on the left that are claiming that somehow there is a victory or there is glory in what Hamas did over the weekend, what it continues to do every day, because the rockets continue, and of course there are fear of rockets hitting Israel from Hezbollah, from Lebanon as well. But the question that I would ask that no one really is confronted is, what is it that, giving the benefit of the doubt, what is it that Hamas was actually trying to accomplish, other than just expressing their murderous hatred for Jewish people? And I understand that. I mean, what is it that the Nazis were trying to accomplish by slaughtering 6 million innocent people? But other than the utterly groundless hatred, what is the point of what was done? There are some fairly graphic descriptions that have been now provided by news correspondents, and not news correspondents who are Israeli necessarily, but are in fact international news sources. I-24 is based in Israel, but it is an international 24-hour news television channel. It's located in the port of Jaffa in Tel Aviv, Israel. Jaffa is the old city. It's a biblical city, actually. It's referred to, that's where Jonah left when he was running away from the obligation that God was punishing him on Jaffa is also associated with St. Peter in the New Testament. In any event, the location for Jaffa is in that Jaffa port of Tel Aviv, which is also the nearby sort of center of Palestinian-Israeli population. This is a news correspondent describing a kibbutz near Kfar Aza, near the Gaza border, that was liberated by Israeli forces, and it's what they saw after they drove the terrorists out. This is clip 9.
Hard to even explain exactly just the mass casualties that happened right here. In fact, the Israeli military says they still don't have a clear number, but I'm talking to some of the soldiers and they say what they've witnessed as they've been walking through these different houses, these different communities, babies, their heads cut off. That's what they said. Gunned down, families completely gunned down in their beds. You can see some of these soldiers right now comforting each other. Many of them reserves who jumped into action, leaving their own families behind as well, not knowing the sheer horror that they were about to come to. They say they've never experienced anything like this. This is nothing that anyone could have even imagined when you're walking through here.
And then on CNN, Nick Robertson was at the scene of the music festival that had been convened right at the conclusion in Israel of the joyous Jewish holiday of Simchat Torah. And there were people from all over the world, people from the European Union, people from Japan and Korea, all gathered with at least 1,000 people for a scene of music and celebration and dancing. It was supposed to be going on all night, where there was mass carnage instead. Listen, this is from CNN 15.
People had come out, those young partygoers at the music festival there had run away from Hamas, who were just murdering and slaughtering them in the fields as they ran away. And they got to their cars, and we saw the line of cars and how they were shot up and how they were strewn across the road as people were trying to escape and trying to save their lives and drive away. And next to that was one of those rocket shelters. There's one just here, but there was one just there. And I went to have a look, and there were torn up shoes outside, and then I could see bloodstains. And as I went inside, and this is why I wanted to speak about it now, because it, you know, being there, I'm trying to be professional and I'm trying to tell the story and bear witness to the barbarity and the callous, cruel, cold-blooded, calculated killing that Hamas was ripping upon those poor, innocent young people.
260 corpses, many of them badly mutilated. More from CNN and Nick Robertson.
To reflect on physically what we saw, so let me explain. Because the smell when you step into the shelter is kind of what hits you first, and you realize that this stuff on the floor is what you fear it is. It's blood, and you realize in an instant, looking at the strewn shell casings on the floor, looking at the bullet holes in the concrete in front of you, and you're sort of, you can understand what happened, that people were used to going to these shelters for safety and security from Hamas rockets. And when Hamas were chasing them, they hoped that there was safety and security in these concrete bunkers. And of course, there wasn't, because we could see what happened. Hamas had gone in there with guns and quite literally shot them. Had quite literally shot them in calculated cold blood as they were cowering there on the floor, and the blood's on the wall and the blood's on the ceiling and the bullet holes are in the concrete wall, and you know in that instant how horrible and how terrible it was.
And not terrible to everybody. There was a pro-Palestinian protest speaker who celebrated the killing at the dance concert. And this was in New York on Sunday outside the Israeli consulate. Listen, clip four.
And as you might have seen, there was some sort of rave or desert party where they were having a great time until the resistance came in electrified hang gliders and took at least several dozen hipsters. But I'm sure they're doing very fine despite what the New York Post says. But nobody had seen this coming. Every Israeli official said it was a complete surprise. And I think we have to sit with that. Because as of just a couple days ago, they said that surprise wasn't possible. They said we control every inch of Palestine.
No, they don't!
They said we have walls, we have cameras, yes, we have traitors too. And there's nothing they can do that we won't see at what we do. They were so arrogant. But just less than 24 hours ago on the land, from the sea, and from the air, the people of the Bible said...
Applause for killing. And the people that they killed again were an international contingent. Can you imagine actually coming out to New York and parading up and down with hateful anti-Semitic and anti-Israel signs and then applauding the extraordinarily mutilated bodies of some 260 people who tried to escape from the dance concert in which they were celebrating in the desert. Coming up on the Medved Show, what does all this have to do with religion? We will cover that. There are two Republicans, both of which with a real chance in surprising states of winning Senate seats. They're announcing their candidacies today. We will get to that. We will also get to the future of George Santos. I mean, it's a serious time, and he's not a serious guy, but something about his political future is also worth talking about. That and much more, including the right way to respond to idiocy in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.